For a time, the Burnham family flew crop dusting jobs in western Nebraska. Perhaps it was good training for flights they would someday be making in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. But the most dangerous part of the mission would be something they encountered on the ground. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Martin Burnham grew up the son of missionaries in the remote jungles of the Philippines. Martin was inspired by the work of pilots who supplied those remote outposts when he was a kid.
Their airstrip was 350 feet straight up the side of a mountain.
Today, the mission agency makes sure those airstrips are longer and up to modern standards. Martin's wife, Gracia, married into the family's desire to reach remote tribes with the gospel. Martin got his license. He even flew as a crop duster in Imperial, Nebraska for a time, but the pair eventually went to the Philippines.
They called him Mr. Cool. Just before they landed, he would straighten his shoulders and move around in his seat and get ready for the landing. And he did that safely, mishap-free for 16 years.
However, when Martin and Gracia were on holiday in the country, their lives quickly changed.
We just were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Taken hostage by militant Muslims. And for the next year, we lived with them, hiking through the jungles, trying to stay away from the Philippine military, who, of course, were trying to rescue us.
Martin and Gracia were forced to hike miles each day to stay ahead of their potential rescuers. It was a most difficult time.
I would talk to God. God, I need some water. Realized that I was nagging at God, and He knows what I need. And I just always changed my prayer. God, you know what I need right now. Just help me to be patient till you bring it to me.
The Burnhams' captivity lasted over a year before a rescue attempt was made to free them. You can hear the full interview of their story on our podcast, Farming the Countryside, show 171. Just go to farmingthecountryside.com to hear it. And our story continues right here next time as we travel the countryside. Derby, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.